Well, a number of articles, or two of them really in particular, came out in the new magazine, The Intercept. That's the one that was founded by Glenn Greenwald, Laura Poitras, Jeremy Scahill, etc. It's part of First Look, the Omidyar piece, to supposedly publish material that other media won't publish. Well, the first big story that came out was about wiretapping or surveillance on five countries. Four of those countries, Mexico, Kenya, Philippines, and the Bahamas, were named. In three of those countries, Mexico, Kenya, and Philippines, the manner of surveillance was one called Mystic. That we're familiar with because that's where you take in all the metadata of people in those countries. Where they made the call from, who they're going to, how long the phone call is, but not necessarily take in the content. In the fourth country that Greenwald and others mentioned, it was the Bahamas. Bahamas, which are this chain of islands off the coast of the United States, originally British, have Mystic, but they also have another program called SomalGet, S-O-M-A-L-G-E-T. Sounds pretty funny, SomalGet. But the SomalGet program, which is part of Mystic, takes in the content of every single call in the Bahamas. Let me say that again. Every single call made in and out of the Bahamas or in the Bahamas is taken in by this program, SomalGet. It's held for 30 days. The content, this is our NSA doing this, the content is held for 30 days, and they can check it for whenever they want. So people are pretty outraged by that. What is it? There's terrorism in the Bahamas all of a sudden? What's going on here? Why are they doing this to the Bahamas? Well, it's partly experimental, I think, to see what they can do in getting every single phone call. What's interesting is it came in through an illegal back door. It's not that the Bahamas authorized this. It's that oftentimes countries in the world, whether the Bahamas or others, authorize the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, to go into their phone system, but targeted to getting at DEA, drug enforcement.
Without users' knowledge, obviously.
But this time they went into the DEA structure, they put what are called backdoors in, and they had access to every single phone call and recorded every single phone call in the Bahamas. That's quite a good story. The story mentioned the people who vacationed in the Bahamas, Oprah Winfrey, and others like that. It means they were picking up all the phone conversations of tourists who went there. Then there became what was called a Twitter storm within a day of that. And it was between my client, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks on the one side, and really First Look Intercept on the other side, with Glenn and Julian going back and forth on this issue. Julian's objection was, why didn't they mention the fifth country that had a wide intercept like the Bahamas? In other words, there's a fifth country out there in which the NSA has taken in everything, and they did not mention the name of that country.
Which country is that, Michael?
We don't know that country yet. And what they said, the reason Glenn Greenwald says he didn't say that is that, and he said he and others agreed, is that people would be injured as a result of telling what that fifth country was that was being broadly surveilled, and that he didn't want people injured. They did publish four out of the five countries, but not the fifth. The Washington Post, on the other hand, published none of the countries. So you have a step forward in Greenwald publishing four of the five. What they said is it had specific credible concerns that could lead to increased violence. Assange went after them. And I'll read you some of the tweets. It is not the place of First Look to decide how a people will choose to act against mass breaches of surveillance by the United States, of their privacy by the United States. He says, who is First Look to decide that? Isn't it the people of the country to decide that? It goes on. WikiLeaks tweeting, if a nation wants to engage in a revolt, I want to repeat that. This is WikiLeaks, not necessarily Assange, but WikiLeaks. If a nation wants to engage in a revolt on the basis that the U.S. government is recording all their phone calls, that is their right. WikiLeaks goes on again. When has true published information harmed innocence? You, speaking of Intercept and perhaps Glenn Greenwald, you are painting future publications into a corner with this Pentagon line. Glenn Greenwald responding. But there was a very high convincing probability in that fifth country for which how innocent people would die, which we all accepted. WikiLeaks comes back. We will reveal the name of that censored country whose population is being mass recorded in 72 hours. Now, Greenwald comes back. It's based on a particular physical vulnerabilities of the small company involved. WikiLeaks' final note on this, or perhaps final, an entire people are being victimized. Small abusive company does not eclipse a nation. At most, can be warned pre-publication. I would say, looking at that, that WikiLeaks has the right position, that if you're worried about that some small company in that country that's being massively surveilled, that's in jeopardy, that company can be warned if you want to save those people. But in this case, First Look didn't just simply censor the name of that country. WikiLeaks is saying that's outrageous. It's up to the people of that country. Who are we, Western Northerners, to decide what the people in that country ought to know? And with that, I would have to say I agree with WikiLeaks. Discussion here among my comrades.
Michael, what kind of possible harm are we talking about to the persons in those countries?
It sounds to me like there was a small company probably carrying out some of the surveillance in that company. Mm. And you could, I don't know the answer because I haven't talked to WikiLeaks, but that they're delaying 72 hours to make sure that company can get out. If it happened that Greenwald simply accepted, or those people accepted the line of the Pentagon, this company will be in danger, you can't do it, why wouldn't it have come up to them, just get rid of the company, get the company out of there? But it does seem to me that when the U.S. is imposing something that people in a country are very opposed to and want to revolt against, it's very first worldy to be able to say, we should determine those people in perhaps it's a third world country or a global south country, we should be able to determine that they can't hear it and decide for themselves. Right. I find that to be a bad answer. It's not for whether it's me or Glenn or others.
It's paternalistic to make that determination.
It's arguably paternalistic. It's imperialist. It's perhaps there's race issues. So I gather that what even WikiLeaks is saying, if people are going to be slaughtered the day that information comes out, yeah, you may want to do something to get that group of people out of there. But you certainly don't want to just let those people not know what's going on.
The people who would be targeted and who would be slaughtered, what were they doing and for whom?
Well, my guess is they were doing it for the United States and they were engaging in broad surveillance. And so then it's up to the United States to protect them. And they've known about the Snowden revelations for 6 months now. So if they've known about them for 6 months now, they should get in there and protect their people and get them out, because it's only a matter of time when it's coming out. You know, I don't think the justifications of First Look were sufficient to overcome the objections of WikiLeaks. That information ought to get out.